Stormy brewing, Florida faces late-season tropical disturbance in election week. By Hannah Blow on November 7, 2022. Floridians are facing a relatively unexpected late-season tropical system as they head to the polls this week. As Governor Ron DeSantis, R., urges residents to prepare for an increased risk of coastal flooding, heavy winds, rain, rip currents and beach erosion. The National Hurricane Center, NHC, has identified a tropical disturbance, which as of Sunday evening had an 80% change of cyclone formation in the next 48 hours. And indeed, the system, now named Nicole, developed. Regardless of development, there's an increasing risk of coastal flooding, tropical storm force winds, heavy rainfall, rough surf, and beach erosion along much of the southeastern United States coast. The Florida East Coast, and portions of the central and northwestern Bahamas beginning in the early to middle part of this week. The Sunday update read, urging those in the areas to keep an eye on the system, because tropical storm, hurricane, and storm surge watch could be required for a portion of these areas by early Monday. Indeed, Monday's 11 a.m. advisory warned of the possibility of hurricane conditions for portions of the Florida peninsula, as well as a dangerous storm surge. Current spaghetti models of the system show it pummeling the east coast of Florida, crossing the state and curving back out to sea or skimming the eastern seaboard, which would result in a true battering for the eastern portion of the Sunshine State. The timing is of particular interest, given the political significance of election week. Governor DeSantis, who is facing off against Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, on Tuesday, issued a caution to Floridians on Sunday. We are closely monitoring Invest 98 leaders which has developed in the Southwest Atlantic. Floridians should prepare for an increased risk of coastal flooding, heavy winds, rain, rip currents and beach erosion as early as Tuesday. Follow AtlasCert for up-to-date information, he wrote. The Florida Division of Emergency Management announced a hurricane watch in effect for Brevard, Broward, Indian River, Martin, Palm Beach, and St. Lucie counties, with another 11 counties under tropical storm watches. The possible storm comes roughly a month after Hurricane Ian battered the state's west coast. Governor DeSantis and state officials responded quickly, with power restored and bridges built in mere days.